state lawmakers heard hours of testimony yesterday about a slate of Democratic proposals to reform policing in Maryland. It was the first of what will be three straight days of hearings on the topic. Lawmakers heard from civil rights advocates, law enforcement leaders, and elected officials, and also from several residents about the fathers, sons, and other family members who have been killed by police in Maryland. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Tracy Shand's 49-year-old brother, Leonard, was shot and killed by police in Hyattsville almost exactly a year ago. Leonard was holding two knives and reportedly told a police officer he was ready to embrace death. After 30 minutes of failed de-escalation efforts, he was shot by 10 officers from three different police agencies.
These officers failed to call the medical unit. They used an illegal flashbang and shot my brother over 44 times, killing him.
Earlier this month, Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy announced that the officers involved would not be charged with a crime. Her office had hired an outside use of force expert who determined that the officers' tactics were legal. On Tuesday, Shand urged lawmakers to raise the bar for when deadly force is okay.
Either you want to protect the citizens and we all live peacefully, or you want to continue to condone these type of acts with excessive use of force. People getting killed over 44 shots. What, the first two shots didn't count? So you had to keep going? It does not matter what the situation is. That is excessive.
Creating statewide use of force rules is one of seven legislative proposals the committee considered Tuesday. Another proposal would create a database of police officers who are accused of misconduct. Such a database might have saved Brandon Clark, who was shot in 2007 by an off-duty police officer while delivering furniture to the officer's home. Brandon's mother, Marilyn Clark, spoke Tuesday.
The officer who killed him had a significant history of complaints having been filed against him, documented mental health issues, and prior civil verdict against him for police brutality. Yet he was still on the force, fully equipped with a badge and a gun.
The same proposal might also have helped Anton Black, who was killed 2 years ago by a police officer in Greensboro on Maryland's Eastern Shore. The officer, Thomas Webster IV, was indicted and acquitted of assault for kicking a Black man in the jaw as an officer in Delaware. Black's sister, Latoya Hawley, spoke Tuesday.
Essentially, Anton was arrested, tried, convicted, and executed in less than 30 minutes from his initial encounter with Webster, within 3 feet of the window to his bedroom, and less than 2 feet from our mother.
Some of those who have lost family members to police violence didn't have specific policy asks. They just want more accountability and transparency, and for the killings by police to stop. Bowie Police Chief John Neske, president of the Maryland Chiefs of Police Association, said law enforcement generally wants that too.
At the end of the day, law enforcement as a profession wants to be at the same goal as everyone here. We want transparency, we want accountability, and we want fair and equitable treatment of our residents.
Neske said he supports some of the policies discussed, such as whistleblower protections for police. He also supports the idea of a database for police misconduct with a few tweaks to the original proposal. Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison said he supports a proposed requirement that officers intervene when they see colleagues using excessive force, and a requirement that officers report abuses to management. However, a proposal to eliminate no-knock warrants was less popular among law enforcement officials. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.